Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
And if there be any sins, we ask that you forgive in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God, look on those souls that are missing. Oh, my Lord, I pray that you find them and send them back home to their loved ones. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Help us today, oh, Lord. We're dependent on you. You are our help, and you are our hope. No other help we know. We're dependent on you to take us through, to lead and guide us, and to direct our path. Bless in a special way. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you might direct us, oh, Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Give us the patience that we need to go through. Look on your people everywhere, those who are sick and afflicted, those who are being tested and tried, those who are being persecuted. I pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Give them strength, oh, Lord. Help them to endure temptation. Help them, oh, Lord, to endure until the end. We know you're able to take them through. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch and bless, oh, Lord. Save and heal, forgive and deliver. Blot out of transgressions, oh, Lord. Have thine own way, and let thy will be done. This broadcast, have your way today. Let a soul be blessed today. Help somebody to give their life to you, oh, Lord. Help them to turn from their way. We know you're able, and, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for how you have delivered, how you have blessed. We pray that you continue to move in a mighty way. Continue to prove yourself. Help us to continue to look to you and trust in you with all our heart. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, but teach us, oh, Lord. Teach us how to wait on you with patience and help us to look to you as never before, knowing that you're able to take us through. And we believe your word today, and we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and mercy, and thank you for sparing our lives and giving us another chance to pray and seek your face and draw nigh unto thee. Look on your people everywhere. We pray that you go with us and stand by us, ever lead us on to victory, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May. We thank you all for tuning in on this evening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And for the benefit of those of you who are listening for the first time, this show airs every Friday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday evening at 3:30 p.m. And we do thank the Lord for just blessing us to be here one more time. It's a blessing indeed on the Lord's day to give glory and honor to his name. And at this time, we will have our opening scripture, which is taken from the 54th number of Psalms. The 54th number of Psalms, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye has seen his desire upon mine enemies. Thank God for the reading of the opening scripture taken from the 54th number of Psalms and in its entirety of 7 verses. May the Lord bless us through the hearing of the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord once again. We truly thank the Lord for blessing us to be here one more time on this broadcast. It's a blessing indeed. And I'm your host this afternoon, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located at here in Baltimore. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then also, Holy Temple is a branch of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located in Camden, New Jersey, where our pastor, president, is Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for blessing us, and we thank God for all the people of God. And today we're going to have, as we've been several times this year, having a scripture reading. So if you want to get your Bible and get ready to hear the word of God this afternoon, to read along with us. It is our goal to read the Bible this year. You might not take a whole year to read the Bible. It might take you 6 months, or if you want to just try and read along with us as we read and where we think we should be at this point, then, you know, you can read along with us. I've been trying to keep up with it, and the Lord has been blessing me. And it's a great blessing to be able to read the Word of God every day, to have that Word to minister to you on a daily basis. And I thank the Lord for the inspiration actually coming through Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen, and she had mentioned it, so I thought it would be a great idea, something that others might be interested in, and I pray that it is a blessing to you. But before we get to the scripture reading, we're going to have some announcements. As was stated earlier, that the broadcast does air every Friday evening at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And you may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen by going online to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService. Title One School. And also you can correspond with Prayer Works Ministry by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. You can call or text if you so desire. And for those of you who would like to be on the broadcast with us to give a testimony, if you have a song on your heart and you want to sing that song, you want to give some words of encouragement, and for clergy who want to give remarks, you're welcome to join us right now on this broadcast live by dialing our guest call-in number. And that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408-pound. And we ask that you will continue to pray for those who are on the prayer list, add it to the prayer list. We're adding our pastor, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., the entire Christian Temple Church family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and his wife, Sister Doreen Jackson, Elder Barry Johnson, my brother, John Henry Fuller, David Austin, and all the bereaved families. Let us continue to keep them in our prayers, and let us continue in prayer one for another. And so at this time, we're going to prepare for the scripture reading, and we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Khadija Hameen, Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. Am I clear? Sound clear?
Yes, very clear.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. So today, as we have been doing in the past, we have been reading the Bible, and I'm using my Bible as the point of where we should be. And my Bible has 732 pages, and I divided that by the number of where we should be, and we're at 40, day 43 about, so I just multiplied that by 2 pages because according to the math that I did, it's 365 days. So if you divide that by the number of pages in the Bible, it tells you how many pages you need to read each day in order to accomplish your goal. So I'm on page 86, which takes us to Numbers. The last time we read, we were in Leviticus. So we are moving right along here. So I'm going to read, it's actually Numbers, the first chapter. So I'm going to read Numbers 1, the first chapter, the second chapter, and I believe we could do the third chapter. That kind of takes us to page 89, so we will be over, which I don't see any problem with that. All right, so let's get into it. So Numbers 1 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families by the house of their fathers, with a number of their names, every male by their poles. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their army. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of the tribe of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedior. Of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon, the son of Aminadab. Of Issachar, Nethaneel, the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. Of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amimahud. Of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedeshur. Of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideonai. Of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. Of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Akram. Of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. Of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the renown of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, the names, from 20 years old and upward by their poles. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai, and the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest son, by their generations after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names by their poles, every man, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names, by their poles, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. of the children of Judah by their generations after their families by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 84,600. Of the children of Issachar by their generations after their families by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun by their generations, after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, 400. Of the children of Dan by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, even all they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their host. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So did they. Amen. Numbers chapter 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the sign of their father's house, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they, of the standard of the camp of Judah, pitch throughout their armies. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be captain of the children of Judah. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 64,600. And those that do pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nethanel, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his host and those that were numbered of thereof were 54,400. And the tribe of Zebulun and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. And that All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 40,000 and 6,000 and 400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies, and the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 46,500. And those which pitch by him shall be the tribe of Simeon, and the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And his host, and those that were numbered with them, were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the sons of Gad, shall be Eliaseph, the son of Reuel. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 45,650. And that all that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies. And they set forth in the second rank. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward, every man in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies, and the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Ammihud, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. The captain of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedashur, and his host. And those that were numbered of them were 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, and the captain of the sons of Benjamin shall be Abinadab, the son of Gideoni, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,000, and 100 throughout their army, and they shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side of by their armies. And the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, and his host. And those that were numbered of them were 70,700. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Akron. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 41,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the children of Naphtali, shall be Ahira, the son of Enan. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 53,400. All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,500. These shall go hindmost with their standards. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel, by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camp throughout their host were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so they pitched by their standard, and so they set forward every one after their families according to the house of their fathers. Now we're moving into the third verse, numbers 3 and 1. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priest, which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord, when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the congregation of the They should keep the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the children of Israel after the house of their fathers, by their families, every male from a month old and upward shalt thou number them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families, Amram and Izihar, Hebron and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families, Malai and Mushai. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shimites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph, the son of Lael. And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar round about, and the cords of it, for all the service thereof. And of Kohath was the family of the Amorites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. And the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizathan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the ark, and the table, and the candlestick, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister, and the hanging, and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, shall be chief over the chief of the Levites, and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Malites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all the and all that serveth thereto. And the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord, throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 20 and 2,000. And the Lord said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel. And the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered, as the Lord commanded him, all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males by the number of names from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them, were 20,200, 313. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole. After the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. And Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them, that of the firstborn of the children of Israel, took he the money, 1,365 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Amen. Thus I've read Numbers, the first, the second, and the third chapter, and that takes us to page 89, which by the standard of us reading 2 pages a day puts us ahead, and that's okay, too. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful reading of the Word of God coming through Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And she always does a beautiful job. And I get very, very interested in the scriptures as they are being read. It's as if you can actually envision what God was doing and how God began to give instructions of who was going to be where and in their different ranks,
yes.
Going to be in front, who was going to be in the middle, who was going to be in the back, where they were going to pitch, where they were going to dwell. You know, God, he gives us instructions. He gives us specific instructions on things to do if we just present ourselves to him and ask the Lord for guidance. And so the Lord had a specific work for the Levites. He had certain things for others to do. And the same way with us. God has a work for each one of us. And ours may not be like somebody else's, but either way, God has a specific work or ministry designed for every individual. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if we go by the leading of the Lord, things will be done in a great way, and God will be glorified. God will bless us. But we have to listen to the instructions of the Lord and follow his instructions. And once again, we thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer. And for those who are on the prayer list, we'll be praying for them. And anyone else who desire prayer today, you desire deliverance, strength, healing, encouragement, wisdom, knowledge, whatever it is that you desire from the Lord, if you need a breakthrough, if you need help with something, God has everything we need. And all we have to do is just take God at his word, trust him, and believe in him. and he will take care of us. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us go to God, believing God together, touching and agreeing on the same things because of the truth, God is real. Amen. God hears and he answers prayer. So at this time, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we give you thanks and we bless your holy name, Lord. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you and we ask for forgiveness. Lord, please search our hearts and clean us up, Lord. Wash us and purge us, Lord. Blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are praying today for healing and for restoration. We pray, God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Look upon your people right now, Lord. We're down here waiting on you, and we can't do nothing without you, my God. We can't even pray except you give us the words to pray for, the things to pray for, except you put the prayer in our hearts and the words in our mouth. Oh, blessed Savior, for you know us better than we know ourselves, and you know just what we all stand in need of. And we're asking you, Lord, for divine intervention. We're asking you, oh God, to come today to stop by here right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, somebody's in need of deliverance. Somebody's in need of salvation today. Somebody's in need of a breakthrough, oh God. Somebody's in need of a healing, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, somebody needs guidance today, needs you to take them by the hand and lead them all the way. Oh, my God, we're down here waiting on you. Stop by, Lord, while we're praying and see about us, Lord Jesus. We're calling on you, Lord, because we need help. We need you, Lord, to lift heavy burdens. We need you to work out our situations. We need you to fix it, Lord Jesus. We need you right now. Oh, my Lord, while we're praying, please, my God, work wonders and work miracles. Heal the sick, Lord Jesus. Look on Deacon Nehemiah. Touch his body, Lord Jesus. Touch him right now and raise him up. Make him whole, Lord God. You're able to restore his health, Lord, because there's nothing impossible for you. You are a miracle worker, and you are our healer. And we're looking to you, oh Lord, because we believe the report. We believe that with your stripes, we are healed. Oh, Lord God, manifest your power in the name of Jesus. Look on Elder Barry, Lord God, and lay your hand upon him right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord, make him ever whole. Touch, Lord, heal his body in the name of Jesus. You know what the condition is that he's dealing with, and you're able to heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask you to look on my brother, John Henry Fuller, and stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord, and lay your hand upon him. I pray, God, that you will save his soul, that you will make him whole in his body, both spiritually and naturally, Lord Jesus. Work on him, oh God, and use him for your service. You're able to do all things, Lord. Work a miracle in his life. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, for the bereaved families today, asking for comfort, for consolation, Lord Jesus. Remember the families who are going through right now, who have the pain in their hearts from the loss, oh God. We are praying, Lord, that you will be close to them and that you will hold their hand and uphold them during this difficult time. Lord Jesus, don't let the families be divided or scattered abroad, but gather them together, Lord, and keep them together in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Be merciful, Lord. Have compassion, O God, and lift the pain, O Lord Jesus. Mend the broken heart, O God. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. We ask you to do it right now. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will look on our pastor, that you will ever encourage his heart and strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Give him vision, give him revelation. Help him, Lord, to lead your people. We know you're able, Lord God. Please bless the church, oh Lord. Bless the church to grow and to prosper. We know you're able, oh God, and we believe you. We are taking you at your word, Lord. And anything that we should mention in this prayer that maybe we forgot to mention or didn't come to mind, you're aware of it, Lord Jesus, because you know what we need before we even ask. Oh, glory to your name, Lord, and we thank you for being patient with us. We thank you for hearing our prayers, oh God, and for coming to see about it. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. We thank you, oh God, for deliverance. We thank you for healing, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, oh God, for what you're about to do, Lord. We give you thanks, and we bless your holy name. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll continue to be with us throughout this day, Lord, in the upcoming week, to keep our minds focused on you, Lord. Don't let us be distracted by the cares of this life or by anything that's going on around us. But, Lord, keep us and preserve us. We believe it, and we count it as done, Lord, and we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, and we bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast, O God. We thank you, Lord, for this ministry, Lord. And we ask you to continue to bless and build it in the name of Jesus. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for, once again, the word of God. Thank God for prayer, and thank God for his touch. Praise the Lord. We just thank God, once again, for all of you and for how the Lord continues to bless us. And we want to encourage you to continue to read the word of God. Amen. If you continue to read the word of God, and I mean read it every day if you're able to, God will surely bless your soul. God will actually change your life by reading the word of God. Your life can be changed just by reading that word. So we encourage you to continue to read the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe there is someone who would desire to have remarks or words of encouragement. You are welcome to use our guest call-in line to give remarks or to give words of encouragement, or maybe you have a testimony you would like to share. You're certainly welcome to do so. And again, that guest call-in number is, let me find it for you, 978-990-270, access code 7946408, pound. And if there's anyone that's trying to call in, we're going to give way for remarks. If Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen would like to have remarks or words, and if Evangelist May is still on and she would like to have remarks, we give way that you may have remarks at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. And I was, you know, reading and just seeing how, like, to say how God began to put things in order. And he began to number the people, those that were ready to go forth to war. And he put them in place where he wanted them to be. And he made that special, put that special calling on the Levites and made them holy unto the Lord. And he began to take them as opposed to the firstborn of the children of Israel. He, instead of that, them, because he said he made them holy in Israel, he did that. I mean, excuse me, when they were in Egypt, he began to make them holy unto him in Egypt. And so now he began to take the Levites in their place. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to see, even, you know, how these things, how it started, you know, the Old Testament, and where, you know, because we know how the law, how Jesus came to fulfill the law, and we see a lot of these things happening in the New Testament. And but this is how they were set in place first, and then how they came to pass and how they were perfected in the New Testament. I'm just glad to be a part of this, and glad to be able to read the Word of God, and to understand the parts that I can, and pray to get the understanding for the parts that I am unable to right now. But I thank God for everything. Thank God for your advantage. I mean, for your advantage today. So say to the people, be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank God for the reading of the word and listening to the word of God being read. And I thank God because before I received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I would read, and I began to read in the book of St. John. And that was so touching that it touched me. I could feel the Lord moving as I read those St. John. So the word of God is moving. It is powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword, as the Bible said. So that was a beautiful reading. I enjoyed it, and I'm enjoying listening to the reading of the word of God. And I also would like to give this little testimony. The Lord blessed my grandson. Asked us to pray for him that he would pass his test. He was going for the CDL test. So he passed one part, and then he asked us to pray for him for the other part. So he went and took the test, and God blessed him to pass it, and he's just as happy as a lark.
Praise the Lord.
We just thank God. Amen. We just thank God for what he has done.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Yeah. I tell you, God. God's got a way. He's working. That's causing him to even believe the Lord even more. Faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. As we stated, he began to study.
Yeah.
And he was putting that work together. He studied and went and took that test, and he passed it.
Thank you.
So we thank the Lord for that. And he's planning on taking another part. He said he was going to take that. So we thank the Lord for what he is doing, and let us pray for him that the Lord will fill him with the Holy Ghost. That faith that he used to believe God for the passing of that test, let's pray for him that God will help him to use that faith to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Man.
And I just thank God for this broadcast for Dr. Sheila Hameen and Dr. Khadija Hameen. I thank the Lord for the two of you, and I'd like to encourage you to continue to do the work of the Lord and pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Any other clergy on the broadcast at this time? If not, we just thank the Lord for those beautiful remarks and encouraging words. Thank God for that testimony of victory. And I know that prayer changes things. Amen. And I'm so happy for the Lord blessing the young man, Brother Terrell, by faith. Amen. Praise God. Looking forward to God using him. And so that makes my heart glad to know that he had the faith to believe. Because when he asked someone to pray, that meant that he believed that God would help him. He believed that God would give him the ability to pass the test. And God did just that. And I believe that will increase his faith and that he will have the mind to call upon the Lord to save his soul. And that's my prayer, that God will fill him with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And also his brother. Praise the Lord. We're praying for these youth that God will save them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And we know that God can and he will do this. Praise the Lord. So let us continue to pray for our young people, the youth. Let us continue to pray one for another. And let's keep those who are on our prayer list lifted up in prayer, calling their names out before the Lord. And if you have any names written on any paper, when you go to pray to God, bring that with you and lay it down before you in front of the Lord. Just open it up and talk to God about whatever is written on there, whatever names are written. If they have any petition next to their name, talk to God about it and show it to the Lord. Let God see it. You know, and just pray earnestly, because God can see and he can hear. He knows what we're going through. He knows everything about us. Praise the Lord. And he invites us to come boldly to the throne of grace. We don't have to hold anything back, but we can share everything with the Lord. We can pour our hearts out to the Lord. Glory to God. And he will hear us, and he will answer. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for all of you and for your patience. And before we close out, just want to see if there's anything else that we should mention. One thing I thought about was we're still in the pastor's 34th anniversary revival. And I believe the climaxing service will be tonight at 7 p.m. at our headquarters church there at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. If you happen to be close by or somewhere in the vicinity and you want to stop in, you're welcome to stop in for the climaxing service of our pastor's 34th pastoral anniversary. Praise the Lord. And we just thank the Lord for all things. And if there's nothing else, we have anything else?
Then, yes. Then it's Dr. Cynthia Edmond is scheduled to preach on March the 5th. I believe it's for pastor, I believe. But anyway, she's scheduled to preach on March the 5th, and some of us are expecting to go there. I'll have to get the rest of the information as to the time and the name of the church that she's going to be preaching at. But some of us are expecting to go there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, yeah. Once you have the information, let us know. Praise the Lord, and keep her in your prayers. Continue to pray that God will bless and that the word of God will have free course. Amen. Mm-hmm. Anything else? If not, if that be all, we thank God for this broadcast, and we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.